So let's move on to some good news, shall we? Were you watching yesterday? Second ever test hat-trick by a South African, Keshav Maharaj, picking up that hat-trick. And he's the first South African since Jeff Griffin at Lord's in 1960 to take a test hat-trick. But unlike Griffin, whose match ended when he was caught for chucking, Maharaj really just had to worry about Mulder making sure that he caught that third wicket. Have a listen to the sound from that.
Just personally for you, what does it mean for you to be the catalyst of South Africa's away wins? Because the last time South Africa won a test series in New Zealand, you were taking the 6-4 in Hamilton. And again, when a test series didn't won away from home, you delivered the good. So what do these performances mean for you personally?
As much as I took the wickets, I remember that in New Zealand, a lot of credit went to the fast bowlers, and I was fortunate enough to strike, and fair play to the fast bowlers here. I thought Anna, KG and Lungi and even Vian was superb. I think, you know, they couldn't give the batter an inch to score off, and, you know, they tried to score off me and I reaped the reward. So fair play to them. And yeah, it's obviously nice sort of having that accolade, but I think from a team collective and from a seamers point of view and a bowling unit, we've worked really well to them. You know, so long it continues into the future series, whether it be home and away, like we mentioned, this team wants to head in a different journey, and sort of this is the first catalyst that we needed in terms of that.
Maharaj there speaking after that hat-trick. Sure, what a moment for him. If you go back and have a look at what happened there. Stuart Hess, cricket writer for The Star. Good afternoon to you. So nice to have you on the radio to talk about cricket, Stuart, not the politics of cricket.
I couldn't agree with you more, Mandy, for a change.
CSA has its house in order. Suddenly the Proteas are playing well. We won the series in the West Indies. And tell us about how important this Keshav Maharaj hat-trick is.
Oh, look, it's hugely significant and historic. As you mentioned earlier, it's only the second time it's been done by a South African, only the 46th time in the 127-year history of Test cricket. And just weird that it would be done by a spinner, you know, given that South Africa's love for fast bowling and how fast bowling has dominated South African cricket since readmission. So, I mean, full credit to him. He's an incredibly hard worker. Behind the scenes, this is a guy that pitches up 45 minutes before training starts officially so that he can start warming up, getting into bowling. He's really a hard worker, and it's, you know, this is just reward for all that hard work and effort that he has put in over the years.
And Stuart, what do you think it means for the team, the fact that they've now won this series? Where to from here?
Look, massively important for them. It's been 4 years since they last won a series away from home. They've had so much trouble in the last 2 years. I think a lot of the stuff that's taken place off the field within Cricket South Africa has impacted the men's national team in particular. And they've just, you know, just to focus again once again on cricket. And this is kind of a big building block for them, a big step for them to take going forward. There's a lot of issues that still need to be sorted out. But you'd rather sort that out from a position where everybody's feeling confident about their abilities and they've just come off a win. So, you know, a really big and important series victory for South Africa.
Stuart, thank you so much. So nice to chat about cricket. Stuart Hess, cricket writer for The Star. He usually just chats to us about the politics of cricket. So something to celebrate, South Africa. A first test hat-trick by a South African in 60 years.